007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, and welcome back post-midterm.
Yes, now, midterm.
We have some sequel news to begin with.
Well, what a surprise, eh? Mm. Okay, well, you know the movie Olympus Has Fallen?
Yes.
They've decided to do a sequel, and they're going to call it London Has Fallen.
Okay.
Surprise hit, really. $160 million at the worldwide box office, but they've managed to attract back the main cast. Okay. Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart and Morgan Freeman are all going to reprise their roles. While they're going to add Angela Bassett and Radha Mitchell to the cast as well. The story deals with a plot to strike at London during the funeral of a British Prime Minister, and only the President of the United States, his Secret Service head and an English MI6 agent can, of course, save the day.
Of course they can. Any director link to it yet?
No, not as yet. Okay. They're planning to start shooting this one in May, and of course in London.
Very good. Now, show me the money.
Yeah, it's been rumoured for a long time, and then there was most recently a very public salary dispute, but it now seems that the film version of HBO's Entourage is finally happening. Doug Ellen, the creator of the show, had tweeted during in the week that it's a go, love to you all, along with a picture of the main cast. We're not quite sure because there was toing and froing as to which of the cast members were holding out. This happened on
Sex
and the City.
Well, they were holding out, weren't they? Just to see what was going to happen.
They were all trying to get good deals for themselves, to be honest. This happened on Sex and the City as well, when they were moving from a TV show to a movie. They were all held out for various different deals, delayed the production for a little bit, and then of course,
and they might be with different contracts as well for different projects.
Well, that's it. And of course there could be sequels as well. It's hard to know how this will work on the big screen. It kind of ran its course on TV, but Mark Wahlberg, who kind of set the whole thing in motion, is back as an executive producer on it, and they're still aiming to begin shooting in January. So that's Entourage. Mm-hmm.
Finally. Okay. Now, director Steve McQueen has been doing incredibly well. Is he trying out TV? Is this the latest?
Well, why wouldn't he? Sure, isn't that the place to go?
Of course,
he's got the Oscar buzz floating around. Yes. Him at the moment for 12 Years a Slave.
Looking forward to seeing that, yeah.
Fassbender starring in it. Mm. But he might be making his first foray into television. It's writer Michael Carnahan, Matthew Michael Carnahan, actually, the World War Z writer that he's working with. He's also working with producer Russell Simmons and Oscar-winning producer Ian Canning and Emile Sherman, who was involved with The King's Speech. It's a drama project. It's untitled as yet, but it's sort of carrying McQueen's signature style of provocative filmmaking and is described as an exploration of a young African-American man's experience entering New York's high society with a past that may not be what it seems.
Mm, sounds like it's a good team around him, though.
Yeah, 6 degrees of separation meets shame is what the pitch has been for it. So that kind of tells you he's hot property, as you said, and they kind of want to fast track it before he moves on to his next film as well. So HBO and Steve McQueen, a good mix.
Very good. Now, you've news of a remake. This often happens when we have a French film and Hollywood decide to take it on.
And it was a good film as well, A Prophet.
Yes.
It was a really strong film about an Arab man who was sent to a French prison and soon becomes a mafia kingpin among the prisoners.
Not an easy watch, it has to be said.
No, it was not. But someone who's good at, I suppose, giving you films that are not easy watches at the best of times is crime novelist Denis Lahan.
Yeah.
He's set to pen the script for the adaptation. Of course, his books that have been turned into films have been the likes of Mystic River, Gone Baby Gone and Shutter Island. He's currently working with Ben Affleck actually on an adaptation of Live by Night, which Affleck is talking about directing. So he's working on other projects as well, actually, over at Fox, Travis McGee and Silk Road as well, which he was involved in writing recently as well.
Very good. Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Now, we have been talking about release dates in terms of the Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street. What's the latest?
Well, Christmas day. They're going to release it in the States. Because there were people unsure. When is this coming out? When are we going to see it? Is it going to happen in time? The movie's a bit too long. All this type of
And it's
rumors.
Also about the Oscar buzz. That means it will be in for
it
Oscars.
Will. It will. And the trailer came out and it looks really good.
Oh.
It's, you know, check it out if you have not seen it.
Yeah.
It looks classic Scorsese and DiCaprio is great in it.
They work well
Jonah
together.
Jonah Hill is in it as well. It looks great. Mm. I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm excited,
which is a good thing.
So I'm not sure when we're going to get it, but I suspect not too long afterwards, if not around the same time. But The Wolf of Wall Street getting a release date, Christmas Day now in the States.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? The big Christmas Day release in the States. It's a big day for going to the cinema.
We just wouldn't even think of it
No,
so
we're not leaving the house, really.
Yeah.
All right. News of more remakes.
Yes, this is actress Diane Keating has bought the remake rights to Sally Wainwright's six-part BBC romantic drama series Last Tango in Halifax. A great title that it was. This is with a view to remaking it for HBO. The original show aired last November and followed two widowed pensioners, Derek Jacobi and Anne Reid, who rekindle a passionate relationship that started decades ago. They've started filming on a second series actually over the summer. So it looks like it's going to go ahead. They're waiting to sort of see will it happen. Anyway, the options have been taken out on it and the rights have been secured. So that could be remade in the States.
Interesting project for Diane Keaton, that's for sure.
Yep.
Some casting news.
Emile Hirsch, a really good actor, people would know him from the likes of Into the Wild.
Yes.
He's now confirmed to be playing the late comedian John Belushi in the Steve Conrad film about his life. And of course, you know, he reached dizzying heights of fame, really, with the Blues Brothers, Animal House, and, of course, his stints on Saturday Night Live. It's also going to deal with his death at the age of 33
from an
overdose.
So young. What a life,
at the Chateau Marmont. So the script is based on a book entitled Belushi, and the shooting is scheduled to begin in spring in New York, and Emile Hirsch is an excellent actor, so it's a good choice.
Okay, now, sequels all the way. Planes 2.
Planes 2 was a successful movie, and the strange thing about Planes 2 was that it actually... They didn't intend it to go for the big screen initially. They were planning a sort of small DVD. Well, I say small. They were planning a DVD release of it. But then they decided at the last minute to cast Dane Cook in it as Dusty. And they released it and it made a lot of money. $206 million worldwide. They're now looking at a sequel. The trailer of it is out already. And, you know, there's going to be Planes too. And the strange thing about it, it's called Fire and Rescue, by the way. Planes, Fire and Rescue.
Okay.
Strange thing about this, people are sort of saying, hang on, is this Pixar sort of selling out? Are they just churning out the movies? What's actually happening is that there's another company, Disney Toon, that are making these.
Ah.
So
Disney,
who bought Pixar in 2006, are handing these projects off to Disney Toon, who are making the likes of The Lion King 1.5, Lilo and Stitch 2, Cinderella 3, and now Planes, Fire and Rescue. And it's going to open on July 18th, 2014.
Well, there's obviously a market for
that. That explains it.
Okay.
So, yep.
Now, wow, I was looking at the IFI French Film Festival programme just last night. A serious lineup.
Yes, I mean, it's a great festival running from the 20th of November to the 1st of December. You're getting a huge selection, 21 premieres, actually.
Mm, it's a really strong programme this year. Yeah,
the best of new French films. There's a director's season as well, classic selections, and they'll be showing the 2013 Cannes Palme d'Or winner, Blue is the Warmest Colour.
It's so a controversial IFI. Winner, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was indeed, yeah. IFI.ie for more details there on
okay.
that
one. Meanwhile, junior filmmakers in Galway.
Yes, the 19th edition of the Junior Galway Film Flat. It is taking place from the 13th to the 16th of November in the Town Hall Theatre in Galway and Galway Technical Institute. There's also a lot of workshops involved with this as well, along with all the screenings. Workshops the likes of visual effects, presenting for TV with TG Carr, special effects makeup for film and TV, acting for the screen, and also fun with animation for those age 9 plus. What a great opportunity for a lot of people. Yeah, so that takes place over in Galway, the Junior Galway Film Flat.
Okay, now you've already suggested that we check out the trailer for the latest Martin Scorsese film. What else should we check out?
Yeah, that was the one I was going to pick, but then I thought, you know, a lot of people probably have already seen it with the interest in Marty. They'll have they'll have looked at it. I was curious last year with you know, Searching for Sugar Man, the documentary. It was one of those great sort of stories that was unearthed in a documentary, and I think that's what documentary feature is good at. There's a trailer out for one called Betty Page Reveals All. And this has similar kind of undertones about someone that went to great heights at one stage and then sort of disappeared. And it's about the world's greatest pinup model and cult icon. And she recounts the true story of how her free expression overcame government with witch hunts that sort of helped launch the American sexual revolution. And she sort of disappeared as well. Check it out. It's called Betty Page Reveals All. It's going to be a sort of documentary feature that's going to land on our doorsteps.
Very good.
Stage.
A future list for us to check out. Great stuff. New releases in our cinemas this weekend.
Okay. Cutie and the Boxer. This is a candid New York love story, a documentary about the chaotic 40-year marriage of a famed boxing painter and his wife as well. We've also got Gloria. This is a story that is set in Santiago and centred on Gloria, a free-spirited older woman, and the realities of her whirlwind relationship with a former naval officer whom she meets out in the clubs. Paulina Garcia stars in that one. Okay, and I suppose we classify it as one of the big movies of the week.
I think so, yeah.
With Steve Coogan and Judi Dench. A lot of publicity, obviously, surrounding this one with Steve Coogan's recent trip to Ireland. Mm-hmm. But he plays a world-weary political journalist, picks up a story of a woman's search for her son, who was taken away from her decades ago after she became pregnant and was forced to live in a convent. The movie is Philomena. Is there going to be Oscar buzz about it? Probably so. Here's a clip from it.
I'm getting scared. Now we're getting closer. All these years wondering whether Anthony was in trouble or in prison or goodness knows where. But as long as I didn't know, I could always tell myself he was happy somewhere and that he was doing all right. But what if he died in Vietnam or came back with no legs or lived on the street?
Don't upset yourself. We don't know what we don't know. Just going to deal with that when we get to it.
What if he was a drug addict, Martin? Or what if he was obese?
Obese?
I watched this documentary that says a lot of Americans are huge. What if that happened to him?
What on earth makes you think he'd be obese?
Because of the size of the portions.
Yes, a clip there from Philomena with Judi Dench and Steve Coogan, and Judi Dench with her impeccable Irish accent. We'll see there, Gareth, there was definitely some humour in that clip. I have to say, I'm bewildered by the marketing ads for this, though, saying it's hilarious. They keep using the word hilarious, and if anyone hasn't seen it, it's not. There is humour in it, but it's very, very tragic as well. Very well told, very well acted, but I don't get this. It's hilarious in the ads.
Well,
it's
I haven't
strange.
Seen it, but I did notice that Steve Coogan in his interviews, you know, would start talking about it, and then he'd go, but it is actually, it's light as well.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to market it that it's not too heavy, but it is. It's a tragic story with some humour in it.
Well, the Weinstein Company are distributing it in the States. So maybe it is a ploy to sort of make sure that it doesn't block people from going to see it. You know, that they're saying it is hilarious. But
There's humour there, that's for sure. Yeah. But
and
really good performances and definitely worth a watch. All right, what else have we?
Short Term 12. This is about a 20-something supervising staff member of a foster care facility navigates the troubled waters of that world alongside her co-worker and long-term boyfriend. This was a French movie as well, a French drama called The Nun. Tells the tale of young Suzanne, whose parents forced her to become a nun, and she learns that as an illegitimate child, she's supposed to atone for her mother's sins. And then a big budgeted movie is a sequel to Thor: The Dark World, starring Chris Hemsworth and Natalie Portman.
Chris has spent a bit of time in the gym for this one, hasn't he?
He certainly has, yeah. And he embarks as Thor, who on his most perilous and personal journey yet, which reunites him with Jane Foster, forces him to sacrifice everything, of course, to save us all. So it's a big blockbuster.
Okay, nice little mixture in there for us. Your TV movie recommendation, we're still in Halloween mode.
We kind of are. And it's all about alternatives, isn't it, on TV? You could be watching Love, Hate, or you could go for this one. Yeah, exactly. But you have the choice at least, because tomorrow night, 9 p.m. RT2, you have a choice to watch The Shining. Ooh. A classic movie, really, with Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall as a family heads to an isolated hotel for the winter, where an evil and spiritual presence influences the father into violence. Stanley Kubrick, of course, directs. So there's a good choice. You can watch Love, Hate, and RT1.
Record one, watch the other. It'll be a night of fun and frolics.
The Shining, 9 p.m. Sunday night, RT2.
Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.